Hello and welcome to BBC Radio Cornwall's Non-League Football Review. I'm Jack Murley. We start, as always, with a look at the classified schools. Conference South, Hampton and Richmond Borough 4, Truro City 3. Peninsula Premier League, Bodmin Town 5, Ivybridge 1. Buckland Athletic 3, Columpton Rangers 1. Camelford 2, Bovey Tracy 0. Liskard Athletic 2, St Austell 0. Plymouth Parkway 3, Falmouth Town 0. Saltash United 1, Launceston 4. Torpoint Athletic 2, Penzance 0. Witheridge 2, St Blasey 1. Division 1 West. Foxhall Stars 2, Holsworthy 2. Mousel 0, Callington Town 5. Plimstock 0, Newquay 1. Portlethorne 3, Weybridge Town 1. St Denis 2, Truro City 1. Vospers Oak Villa 0, Godolphin Atlantic 0. Well, if you're a Truro City fan looking for some good news, then maybe it's time to turn this down for a bit. Lee Hodges' side let a 3-2 lead slip away at second from bottom Hampton and Richmond Borough, ultimately losing to a late goal from the home side. A prior engagement prevented Lee Hodges from speaking with us after the game, but for assistant Dave Newton, the defeat is a bitter blow.
Put it this way, we scored 3 wonder goals away from home. That should be enough to ensure a victory anyway. So our defending today was shocking. There are no excuses for it. If we defend like that, we're going to be in even more trouble. But what I've just said to you is we've got to bounce back. We can't sulk. We've got to double our efforts on Tuesday night and respond to today.
The White Tigers have now gone 5 games without a win. They'll welcome Boreham Wood to Trelew Road on Tuesday evening, and we'll have reaction from that game on Wednesday's breakfast programme. Peninsula Premier League and Bodmin Town tightened their grip on the title with a 5-1 thumping of Ivybridge Town, a particularly impressive result when you consider the two sides went in level at the break. Now, absent managers seems to be a theme of the weekend, which means no Darren Gilbert at Priory Park. Instead, here's the somewhat understated thoughts of assistant Ronnie Swiggs.
Overall, I think with the number of chances we created today, I think 5-1 was a good result. And although Ivybridge worked hard, I feel that I don't think we could have actually made it a lot more than that. As I say, with the outstanding performance of the goalkeeper and the disappointment of some players that felt they could have scored and didn't. That's the game.
Launceston brought Saltash United down to earth with a bump at the Kimberley Stadium this weekend. Kevin Hendy's side reached the final of the Cornwall Senior Cup during the week, but were thrashed 4-1 by Lee Cooper's men. The Launceston boss says he doesn't think his opponent's midweek exploits had any bearing on the result.
I think it'd be fair to say they had a couple of players missing. But, you know, I guess if my lads got into a cup final, you'd hope they'd be playing for those shirts to make sure they're in the cup final side. So I don't think it was necessarily them being leggy.
Now, imagine this. You're fifth in the Peninsula Premier League. You're in your first managerial job, and you have Saltash United breathing down your necks. You'd be forgiven if the pressure started to get to you. Luckily, Liskard manager Darren Edwards doesn't seem to be having that problem. Fresh from a 2-0 victory over St Austell, it seems there's still plenty to laugh about at Lux Park.
Fifth in the table. What's your target now for the rest of the season then, Darren?
Stay up.
Who said stay up?
Yeah, I don't know. I've picked someone up on the way home. I don't know who it is. It's a hitchhiker and they just keep chatting stuff out. Our target really for this is... Sorry, Ross. Our target is to try and stay into the pack.
Stay in the league.
Our target is to try and stay in the pack up top. You know, if we finish fifth, it'd be an absolutely fantastic season for us.
An upbeat Darren Edwards talking with Ross Ellis. Nothing to laugh about if you're a Mousel fan, though. The Seagulls were beaten 5-0 by Callington Town and remain rooted to the bottom of Division 1 West. So, is there a way out for Darren Woodward's side?
Keep battling, Peter. Perranporth, you know, still one win away from catching Perranporth up, but we have got a difficult run-in. We play a lot of the good sides now. But we'll keep going to the end of the season and we'll regroup in the summer, Peter, and we'll go again next year.
And that's all we have time for this weekend. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Sport. BBC Radio Cornwall.